Hey, you know what? I got a better idea, George. Why don't we just let the sun do this work for us?
Then that's not a bad idea.
Let me give you an example. I don't know, if they're on my website, if they punch that button on the upper where it says welcome, let's see, where is it here? It says welcome Coast to Coast listeners.
I see it now.
Yeah, there's a link that says open photo. What is it? Open photo window, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you open that window, there's a section there. You see all these stacked wrecked cars?
Yep.
EVs?
Okay.
Well, those are all the General Motors electric cars that were brought back. Perfectly good working electric cars, by the way.
Why'd they pull the plug?
Well, maybe we'll talk about that. But if you click the button that says solar, this is a great story. I know this guy. His name is Daryl. Daryl Dickey. He lives up in Davis, California. I don't know if you see the photograph of the gentleman holding his little daughter.
Okay.
That's up in Davis, California. Now, that vehicle that you see is your standard Toyota RAV4. The difference being is that rather than it having a gasoline engine, it has batteries. Okay? Tom Hanks has one of these, by the way.
All right.
The actor, and so does Ed Begley and a number of other people. Well, Daryl bought this. Now, what you can't see is that on the side of his house, he's got 2.5 kilowatts of solar electric panels. Okay, you follow me so far?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. Now, he can recharge that car and power his house with those 2.5 kilowatts of photovoltaic cells, and he actually ended up at the end of the year having the power company owe him money.
That's so cool. He put the power on the grid.
Put the power on the grid, right. So he ran this car. He put 12,000, I think he said 12, it's either 10 or 12,000 miles on this electric car. This is battery electric, where he does all his running around Davis, California, where the University of California, Davis is located. Plus powering his house, and this is in the Sacramento Valley, so it gets hot there in the summer. And he ended up having the power company owe him about $90 when it was all said and done.
That's great. We can
do it. If you go down and you look at the next photograph, this is over in Switzerland. This gentleman actually wrote an article for me. That's a Renault, sort of a little tiny delivery van, but again, it's electric. And that apartment complex behind him, he powers this car and that entire apartment complex with those photovoltaic panels you see behind and above the vehicle.
That's a great story.
Daryl's not the only guy to do this. I recently heard of a number of other people. Ed Begley down in L.A. has, I think, about 8 kilowatts. That's an expensive system. Daryl's system would cost you about what you'd pay for maybe a used Harley motorcycle. And solar system is good for the next 25 years.
And it'll pay for itself in how long?
Well, it all depends on, obviously, what your electric utility rate is and what the price of gasoline goes to.
True.
So, what's the amortization rate? If you roll this into the price of the house, what you're saying is, I have a fixed, steady utility rate now for the next 25 years. I don't know if you can actually say that about about your other utility bills.
No, you can't.
Yeah. So, yes, there's a cost there. It probably ran him for that 2.5 kilowatt unit, probably ran him about, $12,000-$15,000. But now he's got his electricity and his transportation costs paid for at a fixed rate for the next 25 years.
Well, but here's the other interesting twist to all of this, Bill. I bet you can get 15-year financing on something like that.
There's even talk now, George, of a law. In fact, they actually were debating this within the last month or so, and I think they came up with some kind of a lukewarm, typical compromise. But the original idea was just to actually require half of all new homes to have these solar panels, and that would be part of the original 30-year mortgage.